Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 92. And today we're talking about this substance, this object, some string, specifically, in this case, my wife's gardening twine. What has string got to do with effective preaching and teaching? Well, I'll explain in just a moment. But first of all, the actual topic of today is not string, but how to be confident that your audience will remember your point. How to be confident your audience will remember your point. That's so important, isn't it? You can spend hours preparing a lesson, spread over perhaps days, weeks, even months. And then you get up to deliver your 30-minute talk or whatever it is. And then the big question is really, did it have any effect? And one of the ways to know that is to ask whether people remember it. And it's a brave speaker that asks if people remember. But if you do ask, perhaps you've had the same experience as me, that too often I found that people struggle to remember the main point. There's something missing. They liked it, perhaps. Perhaps they felt that it was good and useful. But when you try to nail them down as to what was my main point, what do you think I hoped you would remember? Too often it's not as clear as we'd like it to be. Well, I was reminded last week of something that can really make a big difference. A friend of mine was preaching, Barry Edwards. He was preaching in our Watford church, the Watford Church of Christ. You can find us on YouTube and online. He was preaching on the topic of being relationship-based. We hope as a church that we're relationship-based with one another. We're not in this place because we just like each other, or that we happen to live nearby, or that we are some part of some structure or organization. No, we hope that the basis of our gatherings, apart from it being God-focused, is that we're relationship-based. And to illustrate that point, he used some string. And he did it in a really good way. So he brought along several lengths of string, about this long, lots and lots of them, and he gave them out to a few people in the congregation. And I don't know if I was one of them, but several people got a piece of string, and then he said, try to break it just by pulling it apart. And so we sat there, and each of us that had a piece of string tugged hard, and all of us, from the apparently strongest to the apparently weakest, found, yes, that we could break it. And he made the point that when we're isolated, and we're not relationship-based as Christians, when we're isolated, it's easy for us to break, if you like, spiritually. And then he did. He had another piece of string. Let me just pull some more out of my wife's twine here. I must confess, I didn't ask her permission. So, darling, I'm asking for your permission retrospectively. He asked, he gave it another piece of string and doubled it over like this, with two pieces like that. And he said, now try and break it. And we were there sweating and straining and struggling. And even the strongest person there couldn't break it. Of course, if you then did it over another double time, and of course, you're never going to break that. And he made the point that when we have two or three strands, and he used the passage from Ecclesiastes that talks about that, we are not easily broken. And he went on to illustrate other aspects of that with some electrical cable as well and various other things. But the point is, if you ask me a week later, what was he talking about? I can remember. And I remember the string. When I remember the string, then I remember his point. And there's something in that, something about the physical props that we handle and touch that makes such a difference. Physical props were used by prophets of the Old Testament and by Jesus. One example of a prophet is Ezekiel. This was done at God's insistence. It says in chapter 5, now, son of man, take a sharp sword and use it as a barber's razor to shave your head and your beard. Then take a set of scales and divide up the hair. When the days of your siege come to an end, burn a third of the hair inside the city, take a third and strike it with the sword all around the city, and scatter a third to the wind. For I will pursue them with drawn sword. And we won't go into the point of the prophecy here, but just to illustrate that there was something physical being done by the prophet to illustrate God's message to God's people. It was physical. And I want to encourage us to think more about how we can use physical props like string or whatever you need to illustrate a point that will help your audience to remember your main point. Not peripheral points, but the main point. This helps in particular the visual learners. Visual learners learn by seeing things and actually holding something in their hand and seeing it being this being done, or seeing the person sitting next to them try and do this. It helps them because it's visual. And it also helps the kinetic learners, those who learn best by experience. And as they hold the string, try and break it or break it, it helps them remember the point. It helps everybody, but in particular, it helps those learners. And those are usually the two most neglected types of learners in our congregations. The auditory learners who learn by listening, they're well catered for in almost all of what we do in church. But the visual learners who need to see things, and the kinetic learners who are helped by touching things and experiencing things, they are not as well served generally. So I wouldn't recommend doing something like this in every single sermon to make every single point. But now and again, include something like this. Look through your lesson, find the main point, and ask yourself whether there is something physical that could be done by the congregation that would help make the point. The visual learners and the kinetic learners will help you, will thank you a lot for that. Incidentally, I would say this. The very fact that I've shown you this string today and I've demonstrated breaking it and trying to break it, I would wager that you will remember this talk more than you would remember one where I was just talking to you. Don't you think? If you ask someone or someone asks you, what do you remember about that video, that audio that Malcolm made? Well, it's going to be the video. So for you audio learners, you need to go to your podcast people, you need to go to my YouTube channel and watch the video actually for this one. Sorry, the audio won't be as illustrative for obvious reasons. But those of you that watch the YouTube channel, you'll remember. You'll say, yes, I remember what it was about because of the string. And perhaps each time you see a piece of string, you might remember this point, and that might help your learners. So, of course, it hasn't helped you as much as if you were holding a piece of string. Maybe you should watch this video whilst holding a piece of string and trying to break it. That actually might drive the lesson more home into your neural pathways even more. So perhaps think about that. Physical props can help, but especially when the audience touches them and handles them themselves. So let me ask you the question, what will you do in your next lesson that will be something like this? What physical thing can you use, or perhaps pass out, or get people to experience, that will help them to understand and remember the point of your lesson? What will you do? Please let me know. Leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. Tell us what you're doing. Say we're doing this and I'm doing that. I tried this and here's how it went. Record your failures as well as your successes. That's okay. We learn when we're learning from one another is the best way to learn. We learn best when we learn in community. So share your experiences and your ideas or any other comments you have on this topic. Thank you so much. I have one last favor. Please pass this recording on to one other person. Just one other person. Send them the link if you think it may help them in their preaching and their teaching and whatever they're doing to spread the gospel. And if you have any other thoughts, drop me a line. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.